Thoughts on the game?
Seems like these Open Cup games are crazy affairs for us. At least they have been for the past couple of years. But, you know, obviously tonight to be up two goals, then to go down to 3-2, then to tie it in the waning moments and win it in penalties, is, we have to look at it as a positive thing. I feel very good about the way our team reacted to what is a, could be a very disappointing situation. I mean, we were faced with a choice. The guys were faced with a choice. They could have hung their heads and quit, or they can try to react positively, and they chose the latter, which I'm very, very pleased with.
Is that something you talked with them about, either at halftime? Well, probably not at halftime, because you're up 2-0.
No, it was the only thing I really had to say to them between the between the regulation and the overtime was, we're now faced with a choice. We can feel sorry for ourselves and quit, or we can try to react positively and turn this into a positive thing. This could be a really great moment for us if we can show that we can battle back through what's obviously disappointing to be 2-0 up in a game. You should win that game, no doubt about it. Then we were very poor in the first half of the overtime, and I got even more disgusted and very angered and kind of lit a fire under some people at halftime. And then I thought the second half of the overtime, their reaction was terrific, and we were rewarded for a good spirit by getting that goal.
Any particular individual performances that stood out for you?
Well, I mean, I think for me, Nat Borchers tonight was a warrior for us all night long. I mean, he's charged with leading a group of quite a few younger players, getting their first opportunities, and I thought he did a great job, and he battled all night. And then, again, I've always believed that you get rewarded for the work you put in. He put in that kind of work and that kind of effort, and he got rewarded by scoring that goal at the end to get us to the shootout.